From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stocks on European exchanges are sagging today despite steps announced by the leaders of Germany and France to ease Europe's debt crisis and bolster confidence in the economies there. Those steps include a proposed tax on financial transactions. Economist Robert Bruska says the proposals could have a negative economic effect on the U.S.
You're talking about doing something that's going to be very restrictive, and the repercussions for the U.S. would be slower growth in our exports.
But Bruska says the austere solutions being proposed by the two leaders are unlikely to be adopted by European Union nations. President Obama is pledging to send Congress a job creation package next month, but he's offering few specifics about what he'll propose. The president, on a bus tour of the Midwest, is criticizing congressional Republicans and calling for an end to partisan bickering on Capitol Hill.
We've got a lot of work to do, and the only way it'll get done is if Democrats and Republicans put country ahead of party and put the next generation ahead of the next election.
The president speaking in Iowa. He leads two town hall meetings in Illinois today. A new study finds that an increasing number of children in the U.S. are living in poverty. NPR's Pam Fessler says the findings raise concern about the economic outlook for millions of young people.
The N.E. Casey Foundation says that the recession has wiped out many of the economic gains made for children during the 1990s. In 2009, 31% of children lived in families where no parent had full-time year-round work. And more than 5 million children have been affected by foreclosures since 2007. Patrick McCarthy's the foundation's president and CEO. He says the foreclosure numbers are especially worrisome.
Children who have high mobility in their lives score lower in both reading and math. They're more likely to be held back in school. They're more likely to drop out. They're more likely to have behavioral issues.
But on the positive side, the foundation found a decline in the high school dropout rate. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Four of the nation's largest cigarette makers are suing the federal government. NPR's Giles Snyder reports they're seeking a halt to new graphic warning labels being required on cigarette packs.
The companies say the warning labels violate their free speech rights because they would force the companies to engage in anti-smoking advocacy on the government's behalf. R.J. Reynolds, Liggett Group, Commonwealth Brands, Lorillard, and Santa Fe Natural Tobacco Company filed their suit against the Food and Drug Administration. The warnings are required late next year. They depict dead bodies, diseased lungs, and rotting teeth. They are the first change to government cigarette warnings in 25 years. The FDA is not commenting, but when they were announced earlier this summer, Health and Human Resources Secretary Kathleen Sebelius called them frank and honest warnings about the dangers of smoking. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Eight people have been hurt by a lightning strike at SeaWorld's water park in Orlando. None of the injuries are life-threatening. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Obama administration is using what she calls smart power to try to defuse the ongoing conflicts in Libya and Syria.
Where it's not just brute force, it's not just unilateralism, it's being smart enough to say, you know what, we want a bunch of people singing out of the same hymn book.
And Clinton says that means getting other nations to join with the United States in dealing with international hotspots. Clinton was speaking at the National Defense University. The new head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference is pledging to revitalize the civil rights group that his uncle co-founded. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Isaac Newton Ferris Jr. takes the reins of the group that has faced legal battles and divided leadership for years now.
Ferris is Martin Luther King Jr.'s nephew, and he realizes he has a lot to live up to.
It gives me a sense of responsibility.
He says the division within the group is behind it, and it's time to focus on today's civil rights issue. Education.
That's not an African-American or Hispanic. It's a universal, it's a human concern. It's getting harder and harder for people to get the education that they need.
Ferris says the SCLC is rebranding itself. It has a new website, and it's establishing chapters on college campuses to connect with a new generation.
You've got to put it in a place where they can reach it.
Ferris says the group's mission is not over. It just needs to address the inequality that still exists today. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Two Democratic state senators in Wisconsin have won recall elections prompted by their opposition to the governor's plan to limit the collective bargaining rights of public sector workers, but the GOP still maintains a majority in the state Senate. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.